moment with Dr. Rawiri Jensen. He was here at Ngāwhiti Wāte. He's got a wonderful way of communicating health messages, Rawiri, and I'm looking forward to finding out how he handled the situation. He's already spoken with the Black Power guys and the Mongrel Mob guys, and I think the King Cobra guys even gathered together. We'll be talking with Harry Tam too, who was part of this hui, just trying to encourage those who live gang lifestyles to get themselves vaccinated. Dr. Rawiri Jensen is with us today. A warm welcome to you, Rawiri. Tenakwe.
Kia ora, Dale. Nami.
You're something of a specialist with talking medical issues to gangsters. But this is, hey, we're all Māori men and we've got our eyes open. Another hui of that type. What do you take as a challenge or even enjoy about those sorts of settings and talking health to, the people who are gang affiliated, Rawiri?
It's really regular kind of GP conversation stuff in one sense, because you know lots of people just want to be able to talk about COVID, what it looks and feels like in terms of the disease. They want to talk about the vaccines, and they'll have some specific questions, you know, my medical condition or my medicines, and is it a good idea for me? Some are pregnant and want to talk about what the impact of COVID or the vaccination might mean for them. So all of that's really kind of ordinary. But the gangs are interesting because actually they're very organised, and so they can, you know, pull together quite a large group, and so that level of organisation I think is quite interesting in terms of being able to get the messages to a lot of people at one time. And so that's what we saw on Saturday. It was really great. I tell you, I was really impressed. You know, the Mūma crowd, the team from Ngāwhiti Wāte Marae, the team from Papakura Marae, just really awesome. And so kai packs and feed the crowd and have a conversation. It was a really good day.
It's important that we, they're called fringe dwellers, or some would say tangata pounamu, you know, they're our people. So what differs from what you would call it all to them or to others? Or is the message exactly the same?
Look, it's basically the same. I think it is. In the context, you know, you got to talk to your audience. And so it was probably two-thirds men. They were younger, I guess, you know, sort of through 20s and 30s and 40s. And then there was a few of us old fellas. So it's a conversation across a couple of generations. But all of that's the kind of thing that we do in general practice. We just don't normally have that many people in one setting. Yeah.
Were they patched up?
Yeah, they were. And the marae had made a, an appropriate gesture of how to look after that, because in general, patches are not in the formal part of the marae. And so we were at the front end of the marae where the health clinic set up, and that was fantastic, actually. It's a really good start to building the health services from that marae setting. So that was really good.
What patch did you wear?
I just wear my regular, I look like a family GP kind of get up. That's my standard look, pal.
I hear that you pointed to your own book and says, boys, you know, I'm not a bastion of good health myself, but we're all the same, aren't we? You know, as we get older, we can carry a bit of weight. I know that's the case here. So, and some of the boys are big boys and some aren't. So, you know, we're all dealing with different health issues, and it's a nice natural way that you corridor about health issues. Look, can we talk quickly about the fact that COVID is spreading, that our rates are still dragging, that there's still huge hesitancy, and even though we're throwing all that we can to try and get people to get vaccinated, our numbers still aren't where they need to be. And now we've got COVID in Rotorua and Taupo and Tararua, and it feels like it's spreading. And yesterday, 200 cases. So we're certainly not out of the woods. What's your thinking of where we're at, Rawiri?
No, we're heading into the toughest time of the pandemic. We've got an incredible amount of resource trying to get everybody tested on a regular basis. Anytime anybody's got any symptoms or has been anywhere near anything COVID, get tested. We've got a huge effort going in the vaccination program, and it's going really well in my view. And we've got the outbreak travelling. So we've got to look after hundreds of households, hundreds of whānau in Auckland, and an increasing number of households and whānau outside of Auckland. So this is going to be the toughest time. We've got, I think, a very complex and bumpy next 4 to 6 weeks.
The Māori rates, again, can you share some kōrero here? Are they what you expected? I know you're not a modeller, but I don't know how you rate the modelling efforts that have gone in front of this campaign. What about the Māori rates? What are you hoping for here?
I thought we would have reached a 300 cases a day by now, and I'm a little bit worried that some of the testing has slowed down and we're kind of getting a reporting issue. But we are heading towards a 300 cases a day. Unfortunately for Māori community, we are about half of all of the new cases. So we've certainly had our 100 and something day for Māori cases over the weekend, and we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more complexity. We're going to see, young ones and pregnant ones affected by it and in hospital because of it. I just see tough times ahead, Dale.
Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. Dr. Lawari Jensen, and always appreciate your whakaaro. And expert.